Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ow! Thinking about my boy Sam Crenshaw right here.
Yes.
You think Sam can still party hop?
100%.
You think D-Leg can still party hop?
He'd warm up to it. Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to lightning lead. I'm not going to sell lightning lead short on any of that. I saw that man hotwire a golf cart one time and steal it in the middle of a rainstorm. I think he could do anything.
I think he'd do anything. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Hour two here, noon hour, on a Funk Friday, live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, midday show with Andy and Randy. Thanks again to Roddy DeBalsi for hanging out with us, as he always does on Fridays, UGASports.com. A lot of great content over there. It's 99 cents.
Dude, Rod.
It's paywall. That's it.
Rod be at the, like, when you go to the butt smear, there's a wall, obviously, around it because Kirby keeps it like it's Fort Knox. Rod be over there with them damn stethoscopes.
Oh, yeah.
Listening.
Absolutely.
Listening.
He's got, like, high-powered, like, Bushnell binoculars.
Yes.
He's in a tree somewhere across campus. He's got one of those big, like, plastic bubble things that pick up the sound.
Right.
And then, yeah, his stethoscope wall.
Yes, and then he got my boy. You know how much I love me some Jim Donnie. So he got him over there, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's always fun to listen to them. Yeah. Always fun to have our listeners, our P1s, whatever you call them here. We have one at the bar. I don't know if they're supposed to be here or if they just taking off work today. But they are here, one of our P1s.
Shout out to Jody.
No, wait, we ain't supposed to say her name.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, she's supposed to be here.
Oh, just
I asked her.
Okay. So shout out to my guy, Jody, right here. My man. But the funniest one.
I did not pick up what you were trying to do right
but
there.
The funniest
Sorry about
one,
that.
The funniest one that we love so much is Marine Tim.
Marine Tim.
Marine Tim. Because Marine Tim is always at Kennesaw.
Yep.
Wherever we go, Marine Tim. Listen to Marine Tim try to get the Buckhead today. The funniest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I know. We know you don't come this far.
I don't know the last time he was inside the perimeter.
Tim was like, "Hey, find out what a damn park the work truck."
Yeah, man. I know. I was surprised to see him. It threw me. I was like, "We're not in Kennesaw.
We're not in Kennesaw.
Yeah, we're at Buckhead. He doesn't normally come to
every
Buckhead.
Every single time we're in Kennesaw.
Every single
Marine
time.
Tim's the first one there.
Yep.
When I saw him walk in, I'm like, "What the hell?" I told him, "What the hell are you doing down here? Heard you guys are down here."
That's awesome.
Yeah, love it, man. But yeah, we appreciate all y'all. But
I heard he's getting you.
Man,
you hooked up.
Yeah, he's getting me one of those. Because Marine Tim, so he had the hat on.
We call him that because he was in the Marines.
Yeah, and so I told him last week. I said, "Damn, I love the hat." You know how much I love hats, so Tim is going to give me one. So next time we're in Kennesaw, he's going to bring the hat by.
Like the one he had on today?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's awesome.
Like
the Army
green?
Yeah.
Or the Marine green?
Yeah, I still have.
You know what I mean?
I have BDUs.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't wear my Army pants no more because, you know, they're showing my business.
Yeah, you ripped them the other day.
Yeah, I ripped them the other day. Yeah, damn Euro cuts.
You got the dog tags on and everything.
Yeah, but, so I mean, this is my granddad.
Well, I know that.
Yeah,
that.
But
yeah. But you're paying respect.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, them damn Euro cuts. I don't know what size the double X is in Euros.
I don't know.
But I know whether you can't swing your right leg out the car too fast.
We got on the elevator together, and I was like, what are you looking at? He's like, look at this. I was like, oh, damn. Did you slip? What happened?
And then the funny thing, I came in the office. Abe's like, what you got going on there?
All right. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'd love to see you. We'll get back into some college football conversation. Obviously talked a lot of Georgia with Roddy at 11:45. We'll get into some of the other big games and less big games as well in about 15 minutes. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy, make our picks against the spread at 12:40, but let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's hear the final play, or was it the final play or nearly the final play, of Thursday Night Football. Very good game last night.
A chance to win it with a stop here in overtime. Stafford gets under center at the 11-yard line. He takes it. He turns. He gives to Kyron Williams. He gets packed. I think he's short, Tim. I think he's short. And the 49ers storm the field. It is all over. The 49ers have won it in overtime here in L.A.
Oh, great. I mean, what a hell of a play. I know we played a Clipper already at Big Bay, you know, regretting the call and all those different things. But we talked about it. I mean, shout out to Kyle Shanahan getting this football team ready. Big Bay's record against Shanahan, we've seen it. 0-6, I think it is.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. But I thought, you know, just the fact that Mac Jones, as tough as he played, Bob, because, I mean, he was getting the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah, they were helping him up in the fourth quarter.
And he just fought. So shout out to him. No, there is no quarterback controversy. Brock Purdy, no. When that toe was right. And a lot of people think if they would have played on Sunday, Brock Purdy probably would have played.
Okay.
But, shout out to Mac Jones. Man.
He's going to have to start winning some games, though.
Yeah.
The Mac's 3-0, and Purdy's 1-1.
Yeah.
There's that meeting. $200 million will end a controversy pretty quickly.
Yes.
A couple really nice plays on 4th and 1. Obviously, the one we just played there. A little peanut punch to get the ball out of Kyron Williams' hand at the goal line as well, which obviously changes the game. But it's impressive stuff from the 49ers, as banged up as they are. They got an injury list as long as anybody in the NFL,
right. And
they find themselves at 4-1. So great coaching goes a long way in the NFL. Let's. Do you want to hear some audio, or do you want to talk about some of these other games?
Let's get these games.
Okay, let's talk about these other games. I did kind of want to hear AJ Brown saying that Bible verse could be about anything.
Okay.
It relates, but fair enough. Early game tomorrow. They're playing in London. You got the Vikings against new quarterback Cleveland Browns.
You might hear about this game.
Okay.
You might hear about this game.
Fair
That's
enough.
All I'll say. That's all I'll say. Dillon Gabriel, first start of the year.
New quarterback energy.
Minnesota.
In London.
Minnesota, they're banged up on the offensive line. So you're banged up on the offensive line with a defensive line like that and a quarterback that turns the ball over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a tough.
Yeah.
I was what? Now it makes sense. Can I tell you how we all do this. Everybody has these dumb moments.
Right.
But Dillon Gabriel was talking about how his parents weren't going to be there at his first start.
I know.
And he was like, because his dad doesn't have a passport. And I was like, where do they live? Oh, right, the game's in London.
Yes.
What a fool.
But I thought the same.
Didn't put two and two together.
I thought the same thing, because he's from Hawaii, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe his dad lives in other island.
I didn't think
about
the passport part, but I was like, he's making his first start, because usually
it's a long
your family comes when you first start. But they live in Hawaii, so flying from Hawaii to London?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's plenty of time. Like, you can get a passport overnight.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it took us months.
Yeah, no. I mean, you got on the pill extra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he won't be there.
Yeah.
He won't be there to see what happens in that game.
Well, not overnighted, but within a week.
You can expedite it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about days, though.
Okay. Well, I guess he doesn't want to see his son play. I guess that's really what the bottom line is.
He's got the money.
Raiders, Colts, Giants, Saints, Cowboys, Jets. Interesting. Not really.
I know everybody is giving up there in New Jersey.
Rightfully so.
They've been bad. Turnovers, all those different things. This seems like a game ball for AG, man. I mean, Dak's playing so good. He really, really is playing really, really good. I think if Justin Fields, and I want to put it on him because I think Justin's been good. Actually.
He's not really their issue.
If they don't turn the ball over. And as horrible as the Cowboys' defense is.
The Cowboys' defense is truly horrible.
This could be a game ball for AG.
Okay.
It could be a game
ball. Made Russell Wilson still look like a viable starter in the NFL.
Yes.
He threw for 450 yards on
him.
Justin Fields can have a good day against the Cowboys. Broncos-Eagles is interesting to me. Like,
that's
obviously,
that's the most interesting game of the weekend for me. Because how we talked about all week, you were just talking about AJ. They don't do a lot. They don't do enough with him. Lil Pat's going to be on him.
Yeah, that's a really good defense.
Lil Pat's going to be on him. That defense is so good. And the thing with Denver is they go as Bo Nix goes. So if Bo Nix plays well, they're going to win this football game. Because I don't know. The defense and the offensive line for the Denver Broncos are really, really good. Oh, hell. The defense for the Broncos.
Yeah,
really,
flat
really
out.
Good.
I mean, they got good players at every level.
I mean, I think that what's helping Philly, and you can tell by the line, is that it's in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So that's about it.
No, I feel like this is Philadelphia's first loss. We were but at the same time, they find ways to win all these games. Yep. They feel like they're doing what Kansas City did last year.
You said that earlier.
Whereas we're just really good, and we're going to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. They can't pass the ball or run the ball, though.
Yes.
So at some point, that might catch up with them against a good football team.
They're missing. Dickerson's still banged up.
Yeah.
Mekhi Becton's gone. Lane Johnson's banged up. So the offensive line ain't blowing holes like they used to. Titans in Arizona. I just saw a quote they had. Where they, I guess Arizona's getting a new facility or whatever, and Kyler Murray's like, I hope I'm here to see it. So they got all kind of issues out there in Arizona. Tennessee, we already know.
They got issues,
their star quarterback came by and said their ass.
Yeah.
Keep it in a buck.
So one quarterback's like, hope I'm here long term.
Yes.
The other quarterback's like, we suck.
Yes.
Fun.
I mean, keep it a buck.
Fun matchup.
Yeah.
Ravens and Texans is interesting. Obviously, Texans finally got a win last week against the Titans.
The Texans better not lose this damn game.
The Ravens better not lose this
game. Houston better not lose this guy. I know that 23-year-old quarterback said, I'm feeling old.
He did say he doesn't feel as athletic as he used to.
Sit your ass down.
What's he talking about?
23 years old.
Yeah, why would he say that?
Man, please.
It's 23. Is there context I'm missing? There is. Okay. That's fine. Abe. Here comes Abe for the context. Or to eat a salad. I'm not sure.
I thought you asked.
No. Well, I retort. It's all right. You're up.
He saw his old whole high school highlight.
Yeah. No, I know.
I didn't.
And he just saw how electric he was as an athlete. And then said, I'm not doing that in the NFL, so I must be getting old and slow.
No, you're not doing
maybe
that
it was the competition.
Maybe because of the competition.
Maybe it was the competition.
Yeah. Washington going out to the Chargers. The Chargers are all kind of banged up.
Uh-huh.
I think James Darren's going
to
play this
week. Yeah, supposed to.
I know Debo's traveling, but I don't know how healthy he is, so that could be one to watch.
And here's
For all of you that are thinking that New England's going to go upset Buffalo.
New England's had a couple nice performances. Buffalo is a different animal. Just watch closely. This is another one of those ones where, you know, you got some extra time as a Falcons fan. Watch the Bills closely because that's who you get on Monday Night
Football.
This is the
perfect trap game. Buffalo's looking ahead.
They're looking ahead to the Falcons.
Yeah.
They don't get caught looking ahead. The Bucs going out to Seattle, too,
that's
is an interesting one.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
When you look at, the Bucs, how much can they – I mean, they're getting guys back, but they're losing guys, so many guys at the same time. Sam Darnold's playing really good.
He's playing really well.
That damn Seattle defense. I ain't saying the Legion of Boom.
No, it's not, but they're coming together.
But they're coming together.
They've got some good young players.
Can the Dolphins put two in a row together? My son Sean, he's going to be at that game, so excited to see the Dolphins play.
That's cool.
So they're playing at Carolina. Can they get that one done?
That's why.
Yeah.
At Carolina.
Exactly.
And it's a real barn burner.
And another game ball possibly down there in New Orleans. As the ragged-ass Giants might be off of that new quarterback energy.
The Saints are really bad.
They're awful, dude.
They're really, really bad.
They're freaking awful.
Other teams with the bye week this weekend, the Bears, the Packers, and the Steelers, obviously, as well as the Falcons. We'll come back. We'll talk about all the college football games of note tomorrow. Obviously, Vanderbilt and Alabama, Miami and Florida State, super interesting. Some other really good ones where both teams aren't ranked, but one of them is, we'll talk about as well. So thank you for being with us. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We will be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They like that here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. You see that?
Yes.
A lot of looks of approval, I believe, or confusion. Confusion or approval, I don't know. What's the difference? Just crush a lot.
You crush because you were them 617 pounds.
It's literally crushing people's bodies. Player's not one you get called much these days.
See, there you go.
Used to be a pretty common one.
There you go. There you go. Real quick, all right. Devin, this is the second time Devin in Kansas City, that's our people, been trying to call Twin Peaks and order us shots. All right, Devin, if it didn't happen last time, we'll make it happen.
So, thought it was a different bar manager today.
All right, so Venmo Abe, all right? Because, I mean, I ain't going to give you my Venmo or nothing because I don't, you know, you my man and everything, but I don't trust light-skinned brothers with deep voices from Kansas City. So, but, yeah, just Venmo Abe, all right? And then Abe will get the money shot from you.
He's
then,
not. Oh. Right. The what?
The Venmo.
Okay.
The Venmo to Abe.
That's not the part that. All right.
Oh, no. I can talk to you like that. That's my
favorite. No, not that part either. It's fine. It's all good. What? Somebody. You nothing, man. He's from Putnam County, by the way.
I know
he's
not from Putnam County. That's
Kansas City.
No. He lived in Kansas City.
I know he does.
He went out there for a reason, all right?
I like Kansas City.
I like Kansas
City.
Had
a nice time
there.
They
made Devin had to leave Putnam.
Kind of like what happened to you in Germany.
Yep.
They kicked him out of Putnam.
You have to kick them out of Putnam.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. I got kicked out of Canada. You got kicked out of Germany.
I mean, we're the only show.
That's how we know Devin's our guy.
We're the only show that's been kicked out of countries.
Yes.
Yes.
That's got to be true. Yeah. Right?
There's no other way. We're the only. Like, you got kicked out of Canada.
Yeah.
And Bo got kicked out, too. Bo said he got kicked off of Air Force Base.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
And Abe's been kicked out of most establishments he's been in.
I was, as a kid,
or at least asked to leave.
I was kicked out of British Parliament.
Okay.
Hell yeah, Abe.
So we are. How did that not come up till now?
You got kicked out of British Parliament.
Yeah.
For what?
For what?
I was falling asleep during one of their meetings.
Oh, damn, Abe. I thought you were going to say, like, you peed outside.
You just messing with one of those guards.
You messing with guards or something like that.
They were talking about fire trucks or something. And I'm like, this is boring. And I just flew from Atlanta today. I'm tired. I fell asleep right there. And one of them one of them dudes with them red coats and fuzzy hats came and got me.
We
got
to come up with a better story. Just say, like, you fought some hooligans. Or you were
you were talking bad about
the Queen,
the Beatles. You said the Beatles suck. And they were like, no.
Grounds for dismissal.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's talk some college football. Two other notes. We had a couple injury things we didn't mention in the NFL No Huddle. Sounds like Bucky Irving
is
not going to be able to play for the Bucs, which changes things.
He might miss a couple games. And I saw that Terry McLaurin, I think Jaden's going to play this weekend.
Uh-huh.
When they go to L.A., he is. But Scary Terry, I'm not going to play.
Okay.
They're not going to play. That quad's still not there.
Almost a guarantee that Lamar is not going to play for the Ravens this weekend, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the issue because they're already banged up.
I forgot about that.
Yes,
when we were talking about that earlier, I was like, they bet they're 1-3, but now no Lamar for 2 to 3 weeks.
You remember we talked about the schedule. They got Houston, Rams,
bye. And then pretty favorable for a couple weeks,
So he's going to miss these next two and that bye to get that hamstring right.
Right. But they might be 1-5 when he comes back. That's a big hole to dig out of. All right. I don't know. There's two games of the day tomorrow. Honestly, I'm probably more excited for Miami and Florida State. I'm excited for Vanderbilt and Alabama
as well.
But Miami and Florida State, it would have been nice if Florida State came in undefeated.
Right.
But still a talented team and great offense. They're going for like 600 yards a game so far this season on offense. Miami's defense, one of the best in the country thus far this year. Pretty cool to see them figure that out after a number of years of kind of having some guys offensively but not being able to stop anybody. What do you think in that one? What's your lean on Miami, Florida State in Tallahassee?
Well, I think that it's in Tallahassee, and when you look at where Florida State is, like, they could have easily had – this kid hangs on to the football. They win that Virginia game that they lost. I think being at home helps them. I think having the proper quarterback, the right quarterback to run Gus Malzahn's on offense at Castellanos is really, really good.
Right.
I know Miami is so good. Carson Beck has not played well these last two games.
Yep.
When
you
talk about
the ball
turnovers
over again
and everything like that, they can run the hell out the football. And so do they lean on the rain? Talk about Miami. We know Chris Ball is going to find a way to trick one game off.
Yeah.
We understand that. But I think Miami's so talented that, you know, if they run the ball, like, Carson played under control because that was the biggest thing against the Notre Dame. Carson played so under control because they were running the football and he was getting the ball so much time. We understand how good Miami's defense is. We understand those pass rushers. They got to be disciplined against Gus and that offense because of the misdirections and the zone reads. Castellanos, the thing about it, he's a legit, but he's hard as hell to tackle.
Yeah, he's really quick.
He's really hard to tackle. So if Miami can tackle him, I think Miami should win comfortably. It's 4.5. Yeah, Miami should do that.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good game. And I think probably comes down to a turnover in the second half, whether it's Beck or Castellanos or somebody makes a fumble or something.
Castellanos.
Like that. Castellanos. Last year he was Thomas Castellanos.
Yes.
And now he plays for Miami and he's Tommy Castellanos.
Castellanos.
Sounds way cooler now that he's a Hurricane. Anyway, I think Miami wins that game. Vanderbilt at Alabama. That's where game day will be. Crazy again. I know it's been said, but still worth repeating. That Vanderbilt has played its way into being this relevant. Pretty
who's
fun.
Picking the game? I saw everybody was mad about who's picking the game because he's like a Vanderbilt guy. Or something?
Oh, is it my first guess would be the comedian. Is it Nate Bargatze?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not? Theo Vaughn. Okay. Well, Nate Bargatze is a big Vanderbilt guy and a comedian. Theo Vaughn is another comedian. He does like a podcast.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. He has a mullet.
Yeah. So can Alabama stop? Because what they're going to do, because what happened last year was Vanderbilt dictated everything.
Yeah.
I think they had the ball like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
Bama couldn't get off the field.
Couldn't get off the field and all those different things. So, I mean, that's going to be Vandy's. And I think this Vandy team is better than last year's Vandy team.
I agree with you.
And so can they go in there and dictate all that? I mean, you got Alabama coming off of a big win. Huge win when they went to Georgia, beat Georgia.
It's the same thing as last year.
Exactly.
They beat Georgia last year, and then they went up to Nashville and got pushed around
exactly.
like that.
Now, can Ty Simpson have the same kind of effect he had in the last game? I think he can. I love the game being in Tuscaloosa because this to me, I mean, them beating us last week was personal, you know. But this right here is even more because they snatched some of that Bama off Bama when you lose to Vanderbilt.
Definitely.
Especially the way you lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt pushed Alabama. No, nobody pushes Bama around. They pushed Bama around last year. And so that's going to be interesting. Can Bama match the physicality? They're big up front. We talked yesterday about the grown-ass men pretty much that Vanderbilt has on their roster.
Age-wise. Yeah.
Can they, because we listen to the same podcast, you know, talk about there's not no NFL caliber players on Vanderbilt.
Right.
It's just how they play together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the one thing that's
determined. Yeah, they're a great collection.
Yes.
Like, they play really well together. Alabama's great individuals who can play well together, too, and has.
But the thing about it is, Vanderbilt needs more of that than Bama.
Oh, yeah.
I think Bama's going to kick Vanderbilt's ass tomorrow.
I think it's going to – right. Yeah.
With
all that being said, I think the only reason I don't think they're going to kick their ass, like, in a huge way is because even the Grubb DeBoer Huskies teams that won all those games, they never pulled away from teams. They would get these big leads and then gradually let teams make it interesting late. I feel like they, you know, last year was something like, what was it, 40-35 or something like that. It was a huge point total in the game between Vanderbilt and Alabama last year. I don't think it gets up there, but I could see it being something like 27-17.
But it looked like a throw.
And they handle their business, and maybe Vanderbilt can kind of get back in it a little bit more late. But, yeah, I think Alabama found itself a little bit last week. Georgia, Kentucky, obviously we're on the same page as far as that one goes. I'd like to see Georgia cover this one. I know it doesn't really matter one way or the other, but they're 0-4 against the spread this year. You're so much better than Kentucky at home. Show up ready to play. Beat them by 3 touchdowns. Texas and Florida's pretty intriguing football game.
Billy Napier wins this game. He's the coach of Florida next year.
Billy Napier loses this game. Is he the coach of Florida next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll ride out with him. But I'm just telling you right now, Florida's defense is legit.
Yeah, no, they are a college football playoff level defense.
They are legit. Can Lagway get it together? Now, they're getting that freshman receiver we talked about in the spring.
Yep.
That was ball. Wilson?
I forget his name, but I know who you're talking about. He's coming back
for
Florida.
He's a big play player for Florida. Lagway, I mean, he has the talent. We understand that. Can he be Lagway and with this new offensive talent? Because their defense kind of keep it again. Now, no, Texas has one of the best defenses in America.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
feels like a low scoring kind of
like
ugly-ish.
16-12 or something like that.
Something like that.
But if Florida can find a way to win this game, and I'm sorry, Gator fan, but if Napier pulls off this win, he's going to be the coach next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Arch? Like, this is a big game for him, too.
Especially after all the flexing and standing over Utah or whoever.
Yeah, somebody.
Last week, flexing, doing LeBron, get off my shoulder or something. Like, really?
Miami, Texas Tech, and one other team have not trailed yet this year.
Right.
Miami, number 3 in the country. Texas Tech seems legit.
And they
got,
I think they are.
They got Houston at Houston on Saturday night.
Watch out for that game.
The other team that has not yet trailed this season, the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland Terrapins have yet to trail in a football game this year, Randy.
That's that nervous Andy face.
Yeah, man. This is where we find out. Everybody knew Washington was going to lose to Ohio State, right? However it went, whatever. I thought they looked okay, not great. Don't go to College Park and get beat by the Maryland Terrapins, please. Please don't do that.
Hey, Sports Talk with the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't find much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Go get started today.
All right. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home and start packing. Things starting to heat up here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Bar's filling up. Love to see that. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Coming up next, we will make some picks against the spread. I think we'll also find out how we did last week. Some of us might be happy. Others of us won't be. And then we'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, shout out to Joel.
Shout out to my man Joel right
Joel
here.
Joel just came by and said, what's up?
Joel don't walk by three times.
Yeah.
I'm like, what up, man? You know, you create that eye contact. Like,
We've done enough of these to where you can kind of tell when somebody wants to say what's up. But they,
man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Joel, what up, baby?
Joel was trying to, like, catch the eye. He was like, he would look away.
Yeah.
It was like, come on over here, Joel. Yeah. Get in here.
And shout out, and much as I make fun of him, but he's one of the best people I've ever met. And if I follow him on Instagram, he is one of the best fathers and husbands. Devin in Kansas City. I know I make fun of him and everything. Oh, my God, my baby's here.
Speaking of great fathers.
Hey, what's up, my baby?
Randy's a father.
He's supposed to be calling my baby. Wow. Yeah, my son is here. But, no. Devin,
that's great because Isaiah's a part of my takeaway of the day.
Yeah. But, no, we got Devin just, you know, Devin is he's very transactional.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you must be rich. Just sending over 75 bucks.
Sending over bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, Devin got all kind of bread. Like, again, I said he got babies and mama. So, I mean, appreciate you, D.
Now, the cost of living in Kansas City is a little lower. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Dollar goes a little further in Kansas City.
That is true.
He probably thinks we're going to be able to get, like, 10 or 15 drinks with $75.
Like, we've had a Putnam County.
And that was a good... I'm not saying it's crazy expensive here at Twin Peaks or anything like that, but
no, Devin
said we'll get
that,
a couple.
Devin said over that thing like we're gonna make it rain with that one stripper.
$75 in Kansas City will get you through the whole weekend.
Hell yeah, with that one stripper and them ten pantyhose. Hey, dog,
gross.
I told you, West Virginia, baby, it scarred me for life.
All right, let's make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. How'd we do last week, Abe?
It was a banner week for the group of us. Andy, 0 for 4.
Damn. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Randy, damn. Bo, 1 and 3. And I'm charging towards 500, going 2 and 2.
Okay. Wow.
Look, why'd you say yourself last? Anyway, I don't want to hear
it's
the
record. It's just in order.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the order. I mean, the record. All right. So. Because I know I'm all of them.
Mine must be so
man.
Bad.
I'm like Cam.
Now.
I'm a Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week I'm gonna go Miami. Give me Miami minus 4.5 versus FSU. I'm gonna always stick with Iowa State till they prove me wrong. Give me them plus 2.5 going to Cincinnati.
They're 5-0, man.
Yeah. Give me that. Offensively, give me that new quarterback energy over there in London.
Okay.
Browns plus 3.5 versus Minnesota again. Minnesota's defense, offensive line banged up. I know Mark Zeno, his record.
Oh, he texted me, too.
Oh, yeah. I know the records.
Well, we talked about that a lot when the Falcons were playing him because Penix is essentially still a rookie.
Yeah, I know. But, give me that new quarterback energy. And give me the game ball down in New Orleans as the Saints plus 2.5 – I mean, minus 2.5 versus the Giants.
Bo loves that
one. Give me the game ball, baby.
All right. I got Texas minus 5.5 at Florida. I think they're going to win that game by double digits. Penn State minus 25.5 at UCLA. UCLA is about to get a lot of frustration taken out on them.
We just found Mike Conti's got Mike Conti.
Plus Conti's in the Conti's building, so that's good for an extra touchdown anyway to inspire
Penn
State.
He does not feel good about this game, by the way.
Dude,
forget the 24.5.
The new coach energy thing already wore off on UCLA anyway. Because by the way, Virginia Tech won their first game with their new coach. So you got Penn State minus 25.5 in the Rose Bowl. I'm still going to go with the Bucks minus 4.5. Was it plus 4.5 at Seattle, right? They're underdogs. I just think they're going to keep it within a field goal, as they always do.
All right.
And then the Lions minus 10.5 at the Bengals. They are going to blow those guys out.
I will take some angry road dogs in college football, too. Give me angry Dabo minus 13.5 at UNC. Give me angry
God,
James
we didn't even
Franklin.
Talk about that game yet.
Dabo loses this one. He might as well just walk on off into the sunset. Give me angry James Franklin, too, minus 24.5 at UCLA. Yeah. I love that one, too, Andy. Then give me the two primetime games in the NFL. Give me Bills minus 8.5 versus Pats, Chiefs minus 3.5 versus the Jags.
Like it.
I almost took that Clemson game as well. I do like that pick.
What is the line of that game again?
13.5.
Okay.
It's a road game. That's what scared me away. I don't know. I am actually going with Randy, though. Iowa State, 2.5.
It's really a tough game.
I don't feel great about this one. Syracuse has got a new quarterback due to the Angeli injury, but they're getting 17.5 against SMU. I do like Fran Brown.
SMU hadn't been great yet.
No, not great. It's a big number, and so I'm going to take Syracuse there. I'm also doubling down with Randy in the NFL. And I caught Saints at 1.5, so I'm giving you 1.5 as well. Give me Saints minus 1.5 against the Giants. And I'm going to take the Eagles minus 3.5 against the Broncos. Bo Nix hasn't been good enough this year. All this talk about the Eagles' offense being held in check feels like they're due for a big breakout, 30, 35 points or more, maybe. So give me the Eagles minus 3.5.
I just wanted to mention the North Carolina-Clemson game for two reasons. Number one, nobody would have saw those records coming into this game or seen those records coming into this game.
Could have seen the UNC
You could have seen 2-2. You could have seen 2-2.
Sure.
But that's my thing about that is, obviously, Clemson's off to a rough start. They need this win to start feeling better. Like, can things get bad enough at North Carolina to where they just abort the mission and move on?
I think Bill came into the situation where he was going to leave the job to Steven.
Right. I don't think that's on the table anymore.
But I had real more.
Yeah.
I think it's one and done. I don't think it's a mid-year firing.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think he is done after this year.
The only thing about that, and I don't remember who I heard talking about it this morning, but somebody made a good point. It was like Bill Belichick's strength is identifying talent and developing it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, that's more than a one-year thing.
That's
a couple-year process.
Well, I think he's able to develop talent that he know can't go nowhere because you got some country.
That's true. And that was the other criticism of him is how aware of the transfer portal and all of this was he even?
He
knows what it is, but just to be familiar with the players in it, he's never recruited. So people that are in college football know the names even when they come in the portal from other schools because they recruited them 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't know.
To be fair, it's also not just the football product. It's the other aspects as well.
Well, yeah, you can look away from a lot of stuff when you're winning. But when you're playing bad, all that other stuff is magnified for sure.
My people from Putnam said, keep putting them out your damn mouth.
All we said was he was from there, right? Then we were making fun of Kansas City, weren't we?
Making fun of everything.
Or were we making fun of Putnam?
But you know, before I make fun of you, I always label all the good things about you.
Exactly.
Like Devin is
two compliments and a criticism.
Devin is freaking awesome.
He's a great guy.
He's a freaking awesome dude.
What's the town in Putnam or the city in Putnam?
Eaton.
Okay. Yeah. My wife sent me a Redfin listing.
Yes,
in Eaton.
I know. And
house.
And you talked to me about it. And I was like, go buy it.
I know, but I don't want to drive an hour and a half
to
work.
Go buy the damn house, man.
I don't want to drive an hour and a half to work.
House.
I don't think it's on the market anymore.
Oh, okay. It's a gorgeous house.
Randy, I'm not driving 90 minutes to and from work every day.
Just wake up early.
It would be the getting home that would be brutal.
Yeah, dog. That 20 going west?
But we get off at 2 o'clock. It's not, anyway, let's play. I know I'm talking myself into it. Let's play Sports Jeopardy.
Go get down.
Stop.
All right, boys. Name one of the two positions that Brian Snitker played while in the Braves minor league system?
No Andy. Guy had to be a catcher, right?
That's correct.
Right. Had to be a catcher.
No, but he had the catcher body.
Every manager is a catcher.
Yeah, got a catcher body.
What was the other one? First
did
base?
Also spend some time at first base.
Yeah, no clue.
That's correct. Which team, wins and losses, has the most overall Super Bowl appearances at 11?
Randy.
Randy.
The Patriots.
That is correct. Yep. Which franchise is tied with the Patriots for the most Super Bowl
Andy.
Victories? Andy.
Steelers.
Steelers. And which franchise is tied for the Patriots for the most Super Bowl defeats?
Randy.
Ooh, Randy.
Good one.
Oh, I'm thinking about Tom Brady. The Minnesota Vikings.
No, they've been to four, lost four, never led in any of the four.
The Patriots have lost five?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, if they've won six to get to
right,
11.
Right.
Oh.
Five.
They did lose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking that the Packers, they lost to Brett Favre. I know it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it the Cowboys?
It is not. What do you got?
Is it the Broncos?
It is the Broncos.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is the Broncos with five. A couple, one with Peyton and a couple yeah. with Elway.
They lost to Montana. Right. Okay.
All right. Andy holds a 2-1 margin here. Which Big 12 quarterback, and you can give me the school or the player just to make it a little easier, currently leads the nation in passing yards?
I don't know his name.
Give me the school?
Randy.
Randy.
Texas Tech.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I think that's Baron Morton.
That's
and
Baron
he got
Morton.
Hurt.
Yeah. Is it? Is it Rocco Becht?
No, definitely not.
No.
He
oh,
throws
no?
for like 104.
No, Rocco, yeah, yeah, he throws Rocco
for like 104. A no would have been fine. A no would have been fine.
Yeah, Baylor and Sawyer Robertson.
Ah, Sawyer Robertson. Okay.
All right, switch into the ground game. Which SEC running back, again, give me the player or the school, currently leads the nation in rushing
Randy.
Yards? Randy. School is fine.
Oh, school's fine? Okay, all right. The running back from you say SEC?
Yes.
Who running
leads
back
the
from,
nation?
Dang it. He's getting there.
God, from South Carolina.
No.
That is incorrect.
Missouri. I don't know his name.
It is Missouri.
That's
it is Missouri. It's
I don't know his name.
It's Ahmad Hardy.
Ahmad Hardy, that's right. That's
not
right.
Including any stats from either team last night. Through 4 weeks of NFL play, who led the league in passing yards?
Randy.
Randy.
Josh Allen.
That is incorrect.
In the National Football League?
Yes.
Both conferences? AFC and NFC?
That's correct, yeah.
Hey, dog, stop mouthing answers over here, boy.
I can't read
Is he mouthing the right ones,
yeah,
at least?
My child is over here mouthing.
Or is he looking?
Mouth.
He might be
stop
looking.
Stop looking at my child. I'm looking at my child.
Andy Chance to
leads the NFL in passing, huh?
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
No. It was Dak Prescott.
I don't like your neck.
By 5 yards.
I know, neither do I.
He had a 5 yard lead over Stafford. Stafford put up a boatload yesterday, but
so
we're not including.
Okay. And you knew that?
Dak Prescott.
Good for you.
Puka Nacua, massive lead in receiving yards over the entire rest of the league. But another NFC West receivers in second place, over 400 yards
Andy.
In four games. Andy.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That is correct. Jackson Smith and Jigba, second leading receiver in the NFL.
Really? It might be receptions.
You need to get all three of these, Randy.
All right, no problem.
Because I'm running out of questions.
No problem.
We're running out of time. Being on the cover of Sports Illustrated 50 times, which athlete has 10 more than second place?
Andy. Michael Jordan.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Who's second place? Ali?
Tiger?
I think it was Ali. Yeah, I think it was Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
That's a big enough lead.
You ever been on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yes, I was, actually.
That's awesome.
Yes, I was.
Not a lot of people you could even ask that to. Have you, Abe?
No.
Yes,
oh,
okay.
SI for kids, though.
Abe and Buzz Beamer?
Yes. Yes, I was.
That's very cool.
Yes.
All right. Well,
Hold on. I got to get all these damn reads out. Don't forget, you can always listen to 92 at the Game. On the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Was it the big, diving touchdown?
Yes.
Against? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's
It's on the wall.
It's badass.
Yeah.
It's badass.
Nice
that's my
picture.
Partner right there. I basically am on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Damn right, baby.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.